In India, there was vote counting over the weekend after elections held in the midst of a COVID crisis that may be the world's worst. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party lost some state and legislative races, but remained popular elsewhere, despite Modi having downplayed the severity of the pandemic. Will that hold as India's COVID death toll continues to mount? Barkha Dutt is a veteran journalist based in New Delhi, founder of the news site The Mojo. She's on Skype. And Barkha, we have to start with condolences. You just lost your father to COVID-19.
Yes, Robin. It's what I've been calling the news coming home. The last 15 months of my journalistic life have actually been spent on reporting the COVID-19 pandemic from across India. And it has been surreal and heartbreaking to become part of the story that I was reporting, something I would not wish upon any journalist. And yet, in this moment of personal devastation, I had my own struggles. We had a struggle to organize a private ambulance for him in which the cylinder faltered, the oxygen cylinder. We struggled to find cremation space for him. We had to call the police to cremate him. But I am aware of my privilege, of my access to resources, of the fact that I could even get him a bed and the best possible help, whereas my countrymen and women are not in that position. And I have personally lost count of the number of people who are dying at the doors of hospitals that are shutting their emergency wards to them because they do not have oxygen, ventilators, drugs, staff, or help.
You're very generous in thinking about others, and there are so many others to think about. Talk about India's oxygen crisis, as you call it. People gasping for air in the street, trying to find oxygen cylinders, not enough ventilators. We've talked about no hospital beds at all. What is, if anything, is being done to address this crisis?
We keep being told every day that it's going to get better, and every day comes with a new horror of patients dying in hospitals. I've counted 3 hospitals in the past week in the national capital alone, where in 3 different incidents, 12, 25, and 25 people died, not from COVID. I just want to underline this. They did not die from COVID. They died because the basic treatment that they were supposed to be given, which is high flow oxygen, was not available to them. There is no other way to put it. And doctors have said it, this is not natural death, this is murder. When institutionally you fail to provide patients treatment that they have a right to access, that is murder. Even as we say all this, the center and the state governments are squabbling in court. Can you imagine we have an ongoing case in the courts of this country while our citizens are literally gasping for breath? That is where we are right now. That is how bad it is.
Well, but if this is murder, then who do the people think is the murderer? Prime Minister Modi has had huge election rallies without masks. Members of his party have ordered social media to take down critical posts about his handling of the crisis. There are reports they've even threatened to arrest people calling attention to the country's oxygen shortage. Do people blame him?
So I would say that there is an all-around disillusionment and anger and rage with our policymakers, in which the central government, led by the prime minister, certainly must take its share of accountability. There is also some anger with local governments, so it's a combined anger. But the fact is that it's the prime minister's face on that vaccine certificate. You know, when you get a jab in India, it's the prime minister's face on that vaccine certificate that you get. Mm-hmm. And the fact is there aren't enough vaccines to go around. People who were due to get their scheduled second dose haven't been able to, at a time when we need to be ramping up vaccines. Our vaccination rates have fallen. This is because the government completely misread the second wave. It did not purchase enough vaccines. It stood on nationalist pride and gave away and gifted and exported vaccines when we didn't have enough for our own people. And you're right, through all of this, mammoth rallies, religious congregations and political congregations continue to be held. And so I think there's a sense of pain turning to fury. And there's also that sense of a government that's lying to you. We had India's law officer tell the Supreme Court 2 days ago that there was no oxygen shortage. One day later, 12 people died in the ICU of a hospital in the capital. I think people are furious at being lied to.
One last question. What happens in a country during a pandemic doesn't stay in a country. Viruses don't stay within borders, which is why other countries are beginning to ban travel from India. The U.S. is going to ban travel from India starting tomorrow. Do you worry that your country will be increasingly isolated?
I do. And I also think it's not smart scientifically. I can understand the need to shut it down for countries as an immediate short-term response. But if you believe that India can be ravaged and the world can be safe, that is not going to happen. So if we don't touch your hearts and we don't touch your conscience for your own sake, we need vaccines. We need vaccines like yesterday. We don't have enough vaccines to go around. And, you know, shutting countries off from each other is not just separating families and friends and lovers. It's also drawing artificial lines across a world that can no longer afford it. What happens to us will happen to you eventually, and vice versa.
Barkhadat, founder of The Mojo, columnist for the Hindustan Times and The Washington Post. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you for having me.